Scientists recently went on their annual excursion to the dead zone in the northern Gulf of Mexico. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros reports they found that tropical weather disrupted the data.
Back in June, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, along with the U.S. Geological Survey, forecasted this year's Gulf dead zone to be larger than average. It's an area of little to no oxygen, which can kill marine life every summer. But last month, Hurricane Hanna swept through, making landfall off the southern coast of Texas. David Kidwell with NOAA says the storm reintroduced oxygen to the dead zone, which scientists call the hypoxic zone.
We ended up measuring a much smaller, in fact, the third smallest hypoxic zone on record as a result. But I will say this annual variability, this chance of storms coming through, is why the efforts to manage and mitigate the hypoxic zone don't just focus on a single annual number to track progress.
The five-year running average used by scientists now measures the dead zone at more than 5,400 square miles. A federal task force is working to decrease it to 1,900 square miles. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.